All right, we're here to talk about dealing with rash judgments. I've just had a few of those that I've encountered, and boy, can I tell you, I was inspired. There was a situation at home where this particular person had some concerns about my wife, and she jumped into her emotions and started to make some very rash judgments. And at the end of the conversation, we were able to help her to see what she had did, how she got there, and the whole process of what we need to do. And it sparked for me this thing that said, you know what? I wonder if the church is aware of how many rash judgments we make. I want to read something to you. I thought it was fascinating. I want you to check this out. It says, there's a curious story about a middle-aged woman who moved into a new parish. One weekday after Mass, she noticed a couple emptying the St. Vincent de Paul food collection in the back of a shiny red SUV. The new parishioner was alarmed, and since there was no one else left in the church, immediately went to the parish office with her concern. She says, I've got to talk to the father. And fast. She exclaimed in deep distress to the secretary at the front desk, there's a 60-something old man out there, now watch this, and a woman slightly overweight. Now what was that for? Taking all the food from the collection bin. They even own a new SUV and still have the nerve to be stealing from the poor. They don't need the food yet. They are looking for the food, maybe even to take some drugs. What are good people supposed to do when bad people are out there full of things like this? The secretary looked at her and said, ma'am, they are over the food pantry, and that bright little red SUV you saw, well, that's the car they bought, and they're taking it to the orphanage down the street along with the food to donate it all to the people. Sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, the worst rash that we have is not on our faces. The worst rash we have a lot of times are rash judgments. And too often, because of where our hearts are, the agendas we have, we make assumptions about people that we believe are right before we check the facts. How many times have you evaluated someone not really knowing anything and came with a rash judgment? Only later to recognize, Lord, forgive me, because that is not all of what I thought it was at all. There are times as I work with people and I'll tell them, listen, I think right now I have stupid on my forehead. I can't see it, only you can, because every time I open my mouth, I notice you're rolling your eyes or you have a frown or something's going on. So can you tell me your perception of me at the moment? Because it may be hindering the words I'm sharing to you in the moment. How many times have you been in a scenario where you, because of your perception, your preferences, and things that are on your heart, you've made interpretation problems because it's not what the person said, it's what you interpreted them to say, hence the problems you're having in your heart with them. Rash judgments, I've discovered, are one of the most dangerous things that can happen, not only in marriage, but in the church, in relationships, because what it does to you and I, it puts us in a position of being judge, being jury, and many times strong and very wrong. As we look at this, I want you to think with me for a moment through some of the things that we could see. And with that in mind, I want us to look at a definition of rash judgment. So let's take a look at the classification. What are we talking about with rash judgments? Jumping to hasty and unfounded negative conclusions about another person's character without having sufficient biblical cause. Jumping to hasty and unfounded negative conclusions about God and circumstances he has sovereignly decreed would come into one's life. How many times have you jumped to conclusions based upon where your heart was, not upon what things were? Now, I can tell you, and maybe you, some of you may be surprised, but I'm African American. Did anybody notice that when I walked in the room? No? Unfortunately, there are places that I can go in this country, and they don't love me the way you love me. As you're my brothers and sisters in Christ, you think Christian before you think other. He just happens to be African-American. This is my brother. Well, because the world doesn't belong to Jesus and the world is controlled by the evil one, there are places that I can go sometimes, and because of the way the evil one has created division amongst the world to make us see color before we see character, sometimes people look at me and they make some very rash judgments. And the sad part is, I've had to learn how to love in spite of and hear things like this. You speak very well. Now, you know what they just said, right? Some of you are like, I don't get it. What they've said is, what I see on television, black people don't speak well, and I'm surprised that you actually can speak. And they have no idea what they've just said because they had a rash judgment. Now, what point am I making? We, as saints, have to guard our hearts against making rash judgments. I want you to look at some of the cancer, if you would, of rash judgments. Are you with me so far? Is this making sense to you? As we look at these rash judgments, walk with me. I want to see the cancer. I want you to see this cancer of rash judgments. So let's look at point number one here. And at least, here's the least thing that rash judgments can do for us. At least in relation to people, rash judgments show that one is not believing the best about others, resulting in not giving people the benefit of the doubt, which is a violation of one of the love principles. You remember one of the love principles, 1 Corinthians 13:7? Love hopes all things, believes all things. Now, it doesn't mean that you're gullible. It just means that you are anticipating the best of the person while you are preparing for the worst if it should come. When we make rash judgments, at least at the worst, we're not believing the best about individuals. And I don't know about you, but I've been around some people. I have family members. You know those family members, the ones that only come around when they need something. And as soon as you see them, you do this. I've been guilty. You've been guilty. And what I've had to say to myself is, you know what? Let me believe the best while I prepare for the worst. Let me lower my expectations and let me raise my love. And let's see what happens when I lower my expectations and raise my love. What will be my demeanor towards this individual? Will I be believing the best or will I have rash judgments? Here's the second thing I want you to think about with the cancer of rash judgments. Letter B, at worst, in relation to people, rash judgments lead to not speaking the truth about others, resulting in assassinations of people's character and the detriment that lying on people can cause. Not speaking the truth about others is a violation of the ninth commandment. And you remember what the ninth commandment is? We can say it in all English, thou shalt not bear false witness. What does that mean? You shouldn't be lying on people. When you make a rash judgment and then you've said it out loud and you've said it to other people, not only were you not believing the best, but at worst, you just lied on them. You've just said something about them that is not true. You've just misrepresented them to someone because of how you feel in the moment. It's one of the reasons why I tell people, and they say to me, well, Prof, you know, is it okay? I just need to vent. And I'm saying, no, it's not okay to vent. Well, how can you say that? The Bible says, let no unwholesome word proceed out of your mouth, except if you want to vent. I mean, that's clause. Is that what the Bible says? And when those words come out, it should be for edification according to the need of the moment, that it may give grace to those who hear. I'm not sure your venting is giving grace to those who hear, because how do we even know that what you're saying is true? And maybe that's what you're feeling in the moment based upon your perception. It may not even be factual. And now I've heard all of this garbage about this individual, and because I love you and I'm on your side, now I see them the way you see them. And now when you recognize you're wrong, and I don't recognize you're wrong, I still go with what you told me 2 or 3 weeks ago. Rash judgment can lead you to lie on individuals. Think of how many people's character has been ruined because you didn't feel right in the moment.